you want to watch local high school games, but you need to be aware of a sports streaming scam. So how that scam works, let's say that you want to watch a local football game or your niece is traveling softball team. They're playing in a tournament and it's out of state. So you search on social media to find a link where the game might be streamed. And sure enough, some fan has put out there a link that you can go and watch it for free. So it's almost time. The game is about to start. So you click on the link. Then you're going to have another screen that pops up, and it's going to ask you to sign up for a streaming service. So you enter your name, your email, and then it gets asked for a credit card number and potentially more sensitive information. So you should start recognizing some red flags here. These scammers infiltrate social media with links to fake streams. The posts will often tag the schools that are involved in order to make the post seem legitimate. The scammers hope that the would-be viewer inputs their information and pays to watch the event. The consumer doesn't get to watch the game because the scammer hasn't set that up. But instead, whatever data that they did enter can be compromised. So as a new school year begins, we just want to remind everyone to do their research whenever looking for any streaming service for high school sporting events, because fans need to remain diligent in where and how they find the stream of high school content, because there's places like on Twitter, especially, you want to take notice of any account names and photos which seem to be random, and they look at their followers or how many followers they have is a good thing. So low follower counts indicate that the account was likely just started, which is probably more likely to be a scammer. So make sure that you are researching the website before you enter in any personal information or money. If you are paying with something online, we always suggest that you use a credit card whenever possible in case you need to challenge that payment. Make sure before you enter in any credit card information or any personal identifying information that you make sure that the security settings on the website are secure. So that is, again, the HTTPS, that S stands for secure. And then always be cautious before clicking through links, including social media posts, any unsolicited text messages or emails. Clicking on any unfamiliar links could place you at risk for malware or identity theft.